Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right. This is no other than Watchman on the Wall. This is End Time Global Link Ministry. This is Elder G. Bazard coming in the background. Amen. We got Dr. Timothy Jackson out of Texas. He'll be my co-host, or we be each other's co-hosts. We are serving the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the glory of God, and that is to win souls to Christ before Christ comes back for the church, because we realize that the church will be raptured up at the time of the tribulation period. The tribulation period cannot start, so we are here to let you know you better get ready. All the so-called church members and those that are not church members and those that are born-again believers that's trusting in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and doing the work of Christ, and that is to win souls, to be a light to the world, to be the salt of the earth. Otherwise, if there's no salt around, meat that's been butchered, amen, guess what? The meat was spoiled, and if the gospel is not preached, the whole world will spoil and be taken into the hands of Lucifer. But we got some good news, and the good news is that God became flesh. Jesus Christ became, amen, God's son. Not started off because he was predestinated. He was pre-existence. Amen. He existed before the world began. He will exist after the world is gone. But by the influence of Satan, rebelled in heaven, amen, and deceived man to become sinners. And he made the world a junkyard. And actually, a lot of people say it's not improper. It's not proper to say, but the world has become a junkyard. And that means that sinners are in the world, and the sinners will mess up anything. But we know that there's a junkyard. Woo, Lord, have mercy. I know I sound kind of offbeat, but Jesus Christ, woo, man, I used to be a pile of junk. Amen. And he came on into my life, and he made me a new creature. And he can do the same for you. Amen. I'm just getting wound up. I'm on fire. Amen. I got brother Tim Jackson with me. Amen. And before I come on, amen, he's going to offer a prayer for this ministry and for his ministry and for God giving us the opportunity to serve him in the beauty of holiness. And that is to let the people know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And as Brother Tim come on, he's going to offer prayer, then he's going to take the first road. Amen. He's going to start us off on end time eschatology, covering the whole Bible. In other words, from Genesis to Revelation. And we'll get ready to be, amen, introduced to Revelation just a few more, might be a few more days, might be a few more months. I don't know. But the signs and the times tell us that we are close to the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Brother Tim, go ahead and roll with it. Give us some prayer, then after that, you go ahead and kick it off. Amen. Brother Tim.
Amen. Father, amen. All glory be to the Most High. Amen. Yahweh, amen. All glory to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. It's a blessing to be here, a blessing to have the opportunity to speak to the church, amen, to talk to the believers, amen, those who are in the faith of our Lord and Savior, amen, amen, and his ultimate sacrifice that Yahshua made to redeem our souls for all eternity, amen. We are praying, amen, for so many people in this world. So much evil is going on, so we're going to start out with a prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and get right on into it. Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen. You're going to turn over to me, so we're going to go ahead and get started. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we come thank you for another blessed day, a day that you said that it's our day, dear Heavenly Father, a day that you promised for us to live another day with the chance and opportunity to do good and with the chance and opportunity to save souls, dear Heavenly Father. We bless and praise your holy name forevermore, dear Heavenly Father. We just come praying, asking that thy will be done. We come praying for your spirit to come in and lead us and guide us, dear Heavenly Father. Bless our hearts and our minds, dear Heavenly Father. Speak through us, dear Heavenly Father, that we may reach out to men, dear Heavenly Father, we may reach out to the lost as well as the saved to warn them of what's coming, to prepare their family, friends, and loved ones, and even their enemies, dear Heavenly Father. We bless and praise your holy name forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. But you said you want me to go ahead and take it off.
You
amen.
Ahead.
So
go ahead. Amen. Do a kickoff. We know the football game right. On the day. We're going to have a kickoff.
I know that's right. Amen. Amen. So many people are prepared for the Super Bowl today. Amen. We know that the world is just into the world, and that's okay. Amen. But most of all, what's most important that you have Christ as the head of your life and that you have accepted Christ. Amen. The reason that I say this because, you know, just looking at the news and looking at so many different stories, a lot of women are just dying like crazy. People are dying like crazy, but our women are dying like crazy. And we got to wake up, man. We have to continue to spread this gospel. We got to continue to warn people that the hour's near. It's not far away from us. Amen. It's growing closer to us.
Closer.
And we are praying that this world doesn't love you. That's what people have to understand. The world, Satan don't like you. He don't love you. He hates man. He hated Adam and Eve. He hated the seed of Adam and Eve. Amen. He hates mankind.
Yeah.
And so you have nothing to gain in this world. Amen. The devil wants to take you out. Amen. Amen,
yeah.
Brother. The devil wants to take you out. And you can rest assured that the devil is waiting to take your beautiful soul to hell. That's what he wants.
Come on.
He wants
come on.
He wants so many people to come with him. And he don't want to be by himself in hell, in the lake of fire. So he tricked the angels, and the angels created demons. And now you have, for 6,000 years, you have followers, people who sold their soul to the devil, people who follow Satan, people who worship the Satan. Remember, if you choose not Christ, amen, you are not saved.
Come on, come on, come on, tell it, say it again.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So what I'm saying to you is, you don't have to sell your soul to go to the lake of fire to go to hell.
No,
you can sit
no.
up and do absolutely nothing. That's what you can
come
do.
On.
Absolutely nothing. And your soul is lost. Amen. And I
come
pray,
on,
amen, to the Holy Heavenly Father that sits on the throne, that as many people become saved before it is too late. It is sad to see these young people just dying. And
dying.
The devil has fooled them, has tricked them. It, you know, it's, you know, soon time is going to be up. Amen. The time is almost up. Amen. We have to continue to warn people that Christ is soon to return. Amen.
Come
if you're
on.
Not, if your
yeah.
name is not, amen, found in the Lamb's Book of Life, you won't be gathered up at the time the trumpets blow. And if you don't get right before you leave this world, you will appear at the great white throne judgment. Amen.
Amen.
Again, we don't want to see anybody lost. But we know that people are just going to make that decision. People are going to go off on the deep end. No matter what you tell them, you can talk to you blue in the face. They're going to ignore you. They're going to laugh at you. I know. I've seen it firsthand myself.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And witnessing the people. People laugh at you. People say, oh, you believe in that fairy tale. You hear so many different things from what people say, and you feel sorry for people because people are very prideful. They'll stick their chest out. They'll look at you. They'll mock you. I've had one young man a long time ago say, he said, this is hell. Hell is now. Hell is on earth. I said, no, brother, this is not hell. This is earth. And you're living, and you get to enjoy. You're not in constant pain. You're not in torment. You're not in fire. So this is not hell. Amen. This is earth.
That's right.
This is your life.
Yeah.
Here. This is your opportunity to get it right before it is too late. Amen.
Right.
I have to say that because I have to read this scripture to you. I want to talk about this just for a little bit. Amen. And the reason that I keep going back to Revelation, the sixth chapter, because Revelation, the sixth chapter, is the tribulation. The whole book of pretty much the tribulation. Amen. In a nutshell.
Amen.
Revelations, in a nutshell. Revelation, the sixth chapter, sums up the entire book. If you want a general outline of what the tribulation is, read Revelation chapter 6. Amen.
Yes.
And so,
yes.
Well, I want to read. Say again, doctor.
Yes, sir. Chapter 6.
Amen. Verse 8. Revelation, the sixth chapter, verse 8. I have to read this to you. Amen. This has been on my mind for this past week. Watch what it says.
Amen.
John said, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death.
Death.
And hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth.
Ooh.
To kill with sword, with hunger, and with death. And
Lord,
the beasts of the earth.
Lord.
What I'm saying to you is, if you want to know in the heart of Revelation what it's about, Revelation is about the tribulation. Amen. Those who have rejected God will see death and hell on a large scale like never before. So many souls are going to be emptied and poured into hell. My gosh, Lord have mercy. So many young people are steady losing their souls because they, you know, they want to party, they want to enjoy the worldly things of this life. You can enjoy life without the worldly things of this life, amen. God has so much to offer, amen.
Yes,
so much to offer us, amen. And this life.
Come on.
I'm talking about a saved life. I'm talking about salvation now. I'm not talking about out here just living and just, you know, doing you. I'm talking about according to salvation. God
salvation.
Said I come to give you life and to give you life
more
abundantly. That's what he says. Amen, brother.
That's
what he said. More abundantly. Man, I wish I could go back in time and listen to my dad. I remember when I was 12 years old, my dad was telling me something about getting saved. You know, I didn't understand much about salvation, amen. I just knew that, you know, you go to church, you live for God, and you know, that was it. You know, I didn't know much about the plan of salvation. That wasn't introduced to me until I became a mature and age grown man. Amen. But he did the best that he could to warn me about this world. And to warn me about hell, he did the best that he could, and I thank him for that.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Because ultimately, is what caused me to make the decision to become saved. Amen. I thank God for my father, my dad, my earthly father, every single day of my life, because when I say he has saved me from hell, he saved me from a hellish lifestyle. And when I say he saved me, what I'm saying is we know that Christ saved me. But I'm saying my dad instructed me. He taught me. He guided me. So when the going got tough and I say, you know what, man, I'm tired. Amen. I remember the teachings of my dad. Amen. And so I thank him for that. I thank him for leading me and guiding me towards Christ. Amen. And this is what we want to do today. This is highly important. Amen. I can't stress enough how important it is to receive salvation. So you don't know when you're going to die. See, that's the thing. So, see, there, let me share this with you.
Go ahead, preacher.
Let me share this with you. And hopefully this makes a lot of sense to a lot of people. See, when you don't have salvation, you don't have a covering. Amen? Let's just keep it. You don't have a covering. You're walking this earth with no protection. None. Amen. Now, God is graceful. He is merciful. And sometimes because of the prayers of your mother, your father, your parents, the people before you that love you, that pray for you, and they going out on their knees while you out partying and having fun, cutting up. Don't get me wrong. I've been there myself. I've been there. I'm talking about myself, too, when I was in the world. When I was out there showing out, somebody was praying for me for my protection. What I'm saying to you is you look at all the people that are being murdered and killed in this world, whether they be kidnapped. Look at the children that have been kidnapped, that are missing. Look at the people that have gone missing over the past 40-something years, 50-something, 100 years. They never found them. The mom and dad, the parents have passed on, never knowing what happened to their child. What I'm saying to you is, when you don't have the Holy Spirit, when you don't have saved parents constantly praying for you, you have no covering. When you're not saved yourself, see, you can believe this or not, but because you are saved, God won't allow Satan to just do what he wants. He just can't come and put his hands on you and have his way. Now, God said, you're not touching my child. You're not touching mine. See, we get the misconception that every person, every man, every woman that comes into this world, amen, is a child of God. No, that's not true. Everybody's a creation of God. You're a creation of God, but you're not a child of God. See, you must come to the King, and the King is soon to come, and we're trying to get you prepared, amen, to go back again. Because there are so many souls that are lost. So many people are dying in jail, dying in prison, dying in clubs, dying at the club, dying in cars, people being murdered, kidnapped, you name it. You know, whatever you can think of, people are dying left and right.
Left and right, brother.
Every single day, the souls are leaving this world. That's why I have to read Revelation, the 6th chapter, verse 8. Because what I'm simply saying to you is Satan has been setting a death trap ever since the beginning of time.
Yes.
Ever since Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, back over in Genesis, the devil has just been setting a death trap. You say, well, what do you mean the devil has been setting a trap? That's exactly what Satan does. He sets a trap. He just waits for you. You ever see how you bait a mouse? You put cheese on the trap.
On the trap.
And because that rat loves the cheese. Amen.
Lord,
amen.
Yes, sir, bro.
That's how Satan does. Satan baits, man, because he knows that you're going to fall in love with something. Whether it's a woman, a man, clubbing, drinking, smoking. He's just waiting for the opportunity. He's just setting up a trap, waiting for the right time to get you. But see, when you don't have nobody praying for you, see, there's nothing to stop you from getting caught in that trap. See, we're all worthy of death. Amen. We're all worthy. None of us, I am no better than the next man or woman. The reason why God has his grace and mercy is on me is because I have chosen to live my life for God. I'm not better than you. Amen. I'm not smarter than you. I just simply chose to give my life to Christ because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. I got to say that because you want to know why? The devil setting the whole world up for a trap. They don't even see what's coming.
Come on.
When the trump is blowing, he don't care about you putting 666 on him, on you. He don't care about you loving him and talking about you serve him. The devil don't love. He hates you. And he's glad that you are stupid enough, and I got to say this, he's glad you are stupid enough to sell your soul to him, because he ain't going to do nothing but see you right there in hell and in a lake of fire with him. That's all he wants. He don't love you. He may give you some things in this world, a short-term contract on doing what you want to do and having what you want, only for a very, very, very short period of time. That's what you're going to get, a very, very short period of time to do what you want to do, to enjoy this world, to have the things that you want to have. Look at all the people that sold their soul, and within a short period of time, they're dead. And this happening more. It used to be back in the day when people sold their soul, depending on their walk of life and how what they did. Some of them could live longer, but most don't. Most in a short period of time. Look at all the actors and famous singers. I'm talking about great entertainers that I can think of that are dead and gone. People still playing their music and dance to their music today. Been gone for 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. Amen. Let's just keep it real.
Amen, bro.
Amen. They dead and gone. Been gone for many years. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So the point that I'm making to you is the devil don't love you. He didn't love them. He loved what they could do, and that's to see the rest of the world. That's to help to blind the rest of the world. He don't love you. Amen. That's why I had to say that, because my heart is constantly on the souls that are out here just dying every day. The young, the old. There are people who've been partying and going for 30, 40, 50 years. And you'll hear people say some silly stuff like, man, you know, I ain't into that God stuff. What do you mean you ain't into that God stuff? Man, don't you know that God stuff is going to save and deliver you for all eternity? Don't you know that God stuff is going to keep you out of hell and the lake of fire? My gosh. And you got folks that have the nerve to say, nah, I don't believe in God. Amen. Uh-huh. What is wrong with people? And you know, used to be a time where only certain people would go out their way to say things like that. Now you got young children. These young kids they don't know nothing about life. Talking about they don't believe in God. We never heard any kids back in my time when we were young say anything like they don't believe in God. It was taboo. Even if you didn't go to church, you was out your mind to sit there and say, I don't believe in God. We never heard any kids say anything like that when we was kids. You didn't hear people say stuff like that until you got fully grown. Now you got kids talking about they in elementary and junior high and high school talking about, well, I don't believe in God. Well, who told you that nonsense? The world has stone cold lost its mind, and this is why Christ is on his way back. Because you want to know why? We don't see it getting any better. This is it. It's not going to get any better. You think that what's happening now, they're going to all of a sudden, you think the coronavirus is just going to disappear? You think all of a sudden Russia is just going to withdraw its troops from the border? You think all of a sudden they're going to start lifting this mandate for vaccination and stuff for the truck drive? I just saw in the news just now before I came on the air that Canada is blocking funds that people have donated for the truckers in Canada. Man, they are serious about this stuff. See, they're not going. See, when have you ever known the devil to back down? I ain't never known the devil to back down. Because once the devil's after, he's after. I know. I can raise my hand and say, I know the devil was after me when I was in the world. Man, before I got saved, I could not understand, brother, for the life of me. I remember right the year before I got saved, it just seemed like the devil was after me. I'm serious, man. He must have knew that my heart was getting weary and that I was looking to God. Because the way I was talking, see, one of my mentors said, you got to be careful what you speak out through the atmosphere because the devil can hear you when you speak out. Yeah. He can't hear your thoughts, but he can hear you speak. So when you say stuff like, man, I'm kind of getting tired of the world. I think I'm ready to give my life to Christ. Hey, go ahead and give your life to Christ because the devil hear you. And if he gets the opportunity, he want to take you out this world. Man, I'm telling you, things with Vince was happening, brother, in my life. I said, man, this is strange. I said, man, I ain't never experienced this. You know, things happening to me, you ducking and dodging, trying not to avoid, you know, bad things happening to you. And things were just happening in my life. I was like, what is going on? And all glory be to God, he blessed me the next year to get saved. He gave me the opportunity to get saved. Amen, brother. He gave me the opportunity to get saved. But I'm about to turn over to you, brother, but I got to say this real quick.
All right, go ahead. Work with it. Work with it.
Amen. Amen. All glory be to God. All glory be to God. I was so grateful because I didn't see it until years later. I could never figure it out until years later. I thought I was sad. I said, you know what? The devil was trying to kill me. That's what he was doing.
Yes, sir.
Year in 99, he was after my soul. He was after my soul. He was trying to put my soul in hell because he knew I had not confessed with my mouth, believed my mouth. He was after me. I was like, because I couldn't understand why all these things. I'm like, man, is the devil trying? Is somebody after me or what? Why are these things happening? The devil was trying to kill me. The devil wants your soul, baby. You can be young, you can be beautiful, you can be fine, you can be sexy, you can think you're the best thing smoking. You can walk in the room and the lights turn on and off because of you. The devil don't care. The devil wants your soul. He don't care what you think about yourself. He has tricked folks with the social media. And, man, folks is just gone with the social media stuff. I had somebody tell me the other day, he said, man, he said he just walked in the room and said, man, all the kids' head was down. He said, these kids can't do nothing for looking at these cell phones. I said, yeah, you're pretty much right. It ain't just some of the kids, it's some of these adults, too. We have the devil has entertained us like crazy. That's how he has distracted us. Because if you notice that the knowledge has increased, the technology has increased to distract us from God. Anything to stop us from picking up our Bible, anything to stop us from reading our Bible, studying our Bible, singing hymns, praising God, anything to stop us from spending time with God, the devil is doing it. And the world can't even see it. The church can't even see it. So you know the world can't see it. If the folks in the church can't see it. Amen, brother. I remember you saying yesterday how you don't have nothing to do with the church. That's me. That's why I left the church. Because you want to know why? I got sick and tired of people in church talking. I'm talking about talking out against one another like they want to fight in the church. Like, what is going on? The pastor or preacher. Brother, they having words with each other like they're about to fight. They eyeballing each other like they want to fight. I said, Lord, what has happened? I said, Lord, have mercy. This is the world we are in now. And I know not every church is experiencing anything, but you go to a certain church, some of these churches just experience a bunch of nonsense. Nobody wants to hear the word. Not the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. Let me tell you something. You're not going to be popular teaching the truth. Christ
Come
wasn't
on
popular.
Now. Come
the
on.
The prophets never wasn't man. It's like everybody hated the prophets. Amen. You're not going to be popular when you teach the truth. Amen.
Come on, preacher.
I had to say that, and I had to read Revelation 6 chapter, verse 8. And it says, and his name that set on him was death, and hell followed him. When you die, it ain't no timeout, it ain't no do over, it ain't no can I go back again? It's none of that. Amen. It's none of that. Once you are gone, once the life has left your body, and if the doctors attempt to bring you back and cannot bring you back, I know family members that they was able to bring back. People that we actually know that they'd actually bring back. They was fortunate. But there are folks, once you gone, one day,
gone.
2 days, 3 days, you gone.
That's gone.
And you gone, there ain't no coming back.
That's it.
You don't get a duo. You don't get a second chance.
No.
We are teaching, praying, believing that souls get saved. We want more and more people to get saved. My wife announced to me today at the church she went to today that people have been getting saved these last past couple of weeks. I'm so glad people are getting saved. Knowledge is being increased.
Praise
the God. Amen, brother. Heaven rejoices when one sinner repents. Amen.
Come on, preacher.
We want to fill up the sky when Christ comes back. We want to fill
preacher.
The kingdom up. As much as we possibly can before Christ returns, because you want to know why? The devil is after. So, man, if you out here playing in the world, these folks just getting knocked off. You see folks just dying, just crazy stuff happening. I'm just like, Lord, have mercy. And don't nobody care? The folks of the world, the world don't care about you. I tell my kids, the world don't care about you. You think these folks love you? These folks don't love you. The world hates you. And if
you
associate anything with God, they definitely hate you. Brother,
thank you, brother.
To you. Amen. Ooh. I'm going to come back and get more into this thing in Revelation. But I just had to say that. We want your soul to become saved. Do not let this opportunity pass you by.
Come on.
Don't let us teach and preach and give you this word, and you just I don't believe in that nonsense. Because you're gonna one day look back.
What?
And the Bible says it's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth, meaning that you're not going to have the opportunity to even think about too much about the good times that you had. All you going to remember is the sin that you had and the opportunity that you had. Brother, go ahead. Amen.
You kick. That's almost a 60, 70-yard kickoff. Amen. Thank the Lord for this year. We're going for souls while other people are going for joy and fantasy and jumping up and shouting. Now, I ain't got nothing against football, but football is not the way to salvation. Football can't save you. No athletic program or anything else can't save you. You know, I like to fish. I like to do this, but that ain't going to save me. Ooh, well, only thing can save the human race. Amen. Who is blood of Jesus Christ? The blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. No denomination.
Amen.
No preacher. No pope. No cardinal. No. You can name till your tongue hang out. There ain't no other way that a man can come to God Himself but through Son Jesus Christ, because He's the only one that died, came back from the grave on His own power. Resurrected from the grave on the third day morning, and went on back to heaven after 40 days up on the earth to prove His infallible proof that He is the Son of God. And He said, if I'm leaving, I'm going to come back again. I'm coming back to change the world from sin and degradation and wickedness unto righteousness. And in order for Him to change the world from righteousness, He has to change man. And that's why man must be changed before he can ever see the kingdom of God. The only way that a man can be changed, Jesus Christ told Nicodemus, ye must be born again. And if you be born again, you can enter into the kingdom of God. Not by works, not by church attendance. No. And what we're doing, what the brothers and I are doing, we're preaching the word of God just like it says in the Bible. If it says it's in the Bible, you don't have to listen to me. I mean, you can shut off the radio. You can walk down the street and just put cotton in your ears. But I'm not saying that this comes from the word of God. And if it comes from the word of God, you should listen. You ought to listen, because it determines on where you're going to go after you die.
Yes, sir.
One thing about it, you're going to die one day if the rapture don't occur before you get there. You're going to die one day. And the Bible says it is appointed once for men to die, and after death, it doesn't say Walmart. It doesn't say JCPenney's. It doesn't say Maze. It doesn't say nothing about going to a company store or the grocery store. It says after death, you're going to have to stand before Jesus Christ, either one way or the other. You have to stand before Jesus Christ at the Bema seat, and you're going to stand before God Almighty at the great white throne. And I advise you now to say, Lord, let me stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Woo! Hallelujah! Praise God! You know why?
Right.
Because the judgment seat of Christ says that you are a saved person, because there won't be no sinners. No sinners, you hear what I said, standing at the judgment seat of Bema. Why? Because the judgment seat of Bema is not for sinners. It's for the righteous to be judged according to their works. What works? The works that they did through Jesus Christ and the works that they did the flesh. And they tell me there are rewards of five crowns, and your reward may be here on what you've done through the Spirit of Christ. This is the judgment seat of Christ now. This is not for the wicked. It's for the righteous. So when you become righteous, the only way you can become righteous is through the Holy Spirit by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So when you stand before Him, you're going to have two things to deal with. You're going to have to deal with the things you did in the Spirit and the things you did in the flesh. What you did in the flesh is considered wood, hay, and stubble. The things that you dealt with in the Spirit will be gold, silver, or brass. Woo! Hallelujah!
Come on,
I'm striving to get a crown. I'm striving to say, the Lord say to me when I stand before the judgment seat of Christ, He can say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. and I'm going to let you become a rewarder of many things. Hallelujah. Praise God. So condemnation does not come from me at the rapture. It's a glorious time that I'm going to see Jesus Christ for myself. And those that are not saved won't be resurrected until the great white throne. And the great white throne is what the dead. Now, if you die, hallelujah, praise God, if you die without Jesus Christ in your life, you will definitely go to hell. Hell
That's
is
right.
not the lake of fire. Hell is a waiting place for the final judgment day. The judgment
Lord
day,
Amber.
All the people will be cast into Gehenna. Gehenna is the lake of fire that burned with brimstone and what? Fire. All the wicked dead. And you know, a lot of people say they're good. And I don't care how good you are. You can have a good moral value. You can have. You can
right.
even be spiritual. You can even be a preacher. You can be this. But if you have not really had a experience with what? The power of the blood of Jesus Christ to change your life, you are totally lost. You're not
Amen.
Lost because you sin. You're lost because you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And don't get the idea, but when you get saved, you don't sin no more. No, it's the thing is, you don't
Come on, doctor.
You hate sin.
Come on,
you resist sin. You love God more than you love anything. You hate anything that's not like God, and sin is not like God. The way people
Amen.
Treat each other, lie on each other, talk about each other, lusting after each other, that's not of God. And if you're practicing that, most likely you don't know God because you enjoy sin, and when you enjoy sin, you can't
Amen.
Please God. And when you can't please God, there's two things you can do. You can die, go to hell, and if you're a child of God, God will chastise you. Uh-oh, what you talking about,
right.
preacher? I'm talking about chastising for the ones that know Jesus Christ. Because the Lord say, whom I loveth, I chasten it. And if you're a Christian and
right.
you acting up and acting all silly and crazy and doing things you ain't got no business doing and naming the name of Christ and say you've been born again. I'm not saying you've not been born again, but you're doing things. God said, I'm going to whoop your behind. I'm going to take
right.
you to the woods. And if you don't believe me, it's happening. You ask Brother David. You ask Samson. You ask some of those patriarchs that was chastised by God Almighty. Go down there by Nineveh, and ask Jonah. Hey, Jonah, what you doing? Oh man, I ain't going down there to preach to them Nineveh people. I ain't going nowhere. God told me already I better go, but I ain't going because I don't like those Ninevites. Those Ninevites are rough people. They persecute my people. And God told him, said, now, Jonah, go down there and preach. Jonah said, I ain't going. I'm going to Joppa. I'm going down there and get on the ship and go out there in the Mediterranean Sea and forget my calling. I'm not going to pay no attention to Almighty. And see, Jonah believed in God, trusted in God, but he didn't want to do what God told him to do. And so God said, okay, Jonah, I'm going to whoop your tail. I'm going to whoop it so bad that when I get through with you, you're going to run to Nineveh. And guess what happened? He got, that's a long story short. He got on the ship, went down in the bow of the ship in the corner over there where the spiders was, and he said, oh, man, I'm hot. God don't know where I am. He realized that God is omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's immutable.
Right.
He knows everything. He knows how many hands in your head. He knows your down sitting, your uprising. If you would take an eagle to the high parts of the heavens, he is there. If you go down there and get a certain person, Peter Matthew, and make your bed in hell, he is there. So you can't get away from God. People trying to run from God. They're trying to hide from God. And Jonah finally stayed in the belly of the whale for 3 days and
right.
3 nights. And on the third day, he said, let me out of here. God got to get out. And the whale got sick and threw
mm-hmm.
him up on the shore. And when he looked on the shore, he had seaweed and feces and it smelled like he came out of hell. And he washed
mm.
himself off in the Mediterranean Sea and got his cloak and got the foot in it. He put the Nineveh. And before he got the Nineveh, he told Nineveh, repent.
That's right.
In 40 days, God is going to wipe y'all out. And guess what? Nineveh, the whole generation, Nineveh, 120,000 people repented in sackcloth and ashes. Why? Because God told Nineveh, if you don't get it right, and they were heathen people, he said, if you don't get it right, I'm going to eliminate you. And they repented. And God is saying the same message today. He have sent preachers preaching repentance, and guess what? Your people ain't paying no attention to it. Ooh, they tell me war is coming. They tell me famine is coming. They tell me all kinds of diseases will strike the earth after a while. They telling me families will be divided and families will be against each other, and the world won't repent. We got church folks that don't want to hear the true gospel. They want to hear a little song, Lullaby. They want to hear a little song, Mary Had a Lamb. They want to hear a little song, Humpty Dumpty. But let me tell you, that ain't going to save you. It takes the blood and repentance to come to Jesus Christ. And you know why I'm on radio? I'm not radio. I'm on this radio and internet, not for big publicity. I'm not going to, hey, I don't want nobody to put me in no kind of lights and lift me up, because I'm not worthy to be lifted up. The only name that's worthy to be lifted up is the name of Jesus Christ. And that's where I'm going to stay. Brother Tim, agree with me. I'm not lifting up my name. My name ain't nothing compared to the name of Jesus Christ. Why? That's because he's the world, and the world don't want to come. The brother talked about that pale horse, and the pale horse is riding already, and we haven't seen the end of riding, or because death is going to swoop over this world so bad. Amen. People are going to be dying standing up. People are going to be dying standing up. People are going to be dying laying down. People are going to be driving cars. People are going to be dying for the fear and the wrath of God that's getting ready to fall on earth. And don't tell me this. Don't tell me God ain't been fair. God ain't been fair. God's been more than fair. He woke you up this morning, started you on your way. Ooh, my God. And he may give you another day. And yet still, you won't come to Jesus Christ. You still won't pay hanky-panky. You won't be half-hearted. But you can't be half-hearted and serve a living God. Ooh, the brother says, and death and hell follow them. If you disbelieve Jesus Christ and leave this world without receiving the love of God in your heart, hell is going to follow you. You're going to bust hell wide open. I don't say that in anger. I don't say that in hatred. I don't say that in resentment. I say that in the love of God. Please don't go to hell. Go, brother. Amen. If you say, and you got a brother or a friend, let them listen to the radio program. Grab them by the hand. Bring them over to the house. Put them on. Let them look at the computer. Amen. I know you can't see me, but I tell you one thing, you sure can hear me. Amen. And let them hear the Lord. Look here. Listen to this. In Revelation, this is what I love. In Revelation, the 21st chapter. Look at this. The 21st chapter at the 23rd verse. Listen to what it says. It says, and the city had no need for the sun, neither the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God and light. And the Lamb, Jesus Christ,
amen,
is the light thereof.
Amen.
And the listen, it didn't say churches. It didn't say church. It said, and the nations of them which are saved. What you talking about, preacher? The nations, every nation, is over 70 different nationalities of nations up on the planet right now. And here in the 24th verse of Revelation, the 21st a chapter, says, and the nations of them which are saved, S-A-V-E-D, look at
that. Amen.
Shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory to honor it. And the gates of it shall not be shut all by day, for there shall be no night. Now, this place is called heaven. This is where heaven is going to be. There ain't going to be no nighttime. It's going to be light all through eternity. Woo!
Come on,
live
man.
In the
come on,
God, and live in the light of joy, peace, love,
yeah.
Nothing but ringing around, going down Hallelujah Street, going down South Avenue, and we are going to be able to what? Live, now listen, live with God Almighty. For how long? Forever.
All eternity.
Because of what he done on Calvary. Listen to what he done on Calvary. He paid for my sins. He paid the price for your sins.
He
let man take his life and nail it to a tree, nail it to a piece of timber. They took long spikes and drove through his hand. They drove through his feet. They pierced his side. They mutilated his face. They whipped him on the back. They called him and said, if you be the so much the Son of God, come down off the cross. But Jesus in his infinite mind knew, I can't come down. The only thing is holding me up on this cross is not the nail. It's love. Hallelujah. I love you so much. I adore you so much. If you come to me, I'll let you walk on the streets of gold. Oh, I'll let you see my face. I'll let you live with me forever. I'll let you I'll give you a position in the heavenly kingdom. The rulers of many nations. You can go and search out the universe beyond the universe. I got things that the eyes have never seen, the ears have never heard. Into man's heart for those that what? Love him. Do you love him?
Amen.
Would you love Jesus Christ more than anything in the world? Would you willing to give up your life for the name of Christ? Or are you willing to go out on the streets and tell people this God that I serve is a God of God and the Lord of Lords? Are you willing to stand up in the church and tell the folks it's Jesus Christ? And if Jesus Christ and nobody else, are you willing and not ashamed to stand before any man on this planet, any dictator, the liar, and tell him Jesus is the answer to all my problems. Listen, and he says,
right.
I'm gonna close. I'm gonna give it back to the brother. Amen. Because I'm gonna come back with some more good news. Amen. And the gates of it shall not be shut day or by night, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall no way. Now I can say this. I'll put this in there. There's no way that a sinner can enter and walk on the streets on glory.
That's right.
If a wicked man can walk on the streets of glory without being redeemed, I'll tell you what will happen. Hell would freeze. Come on now. Hell would freeze. If one person could walk into the kingdom without being redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, hell will freeze. Why? Because God, that will make God a liar, realizing, number one, he's a holy God. He cannot tolerate sin. He cannot put up with sin in his kingdom. And that's why he's trying to get you to understand, get saved now. Get saved this minute. Repent of your sin and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And if your preacher don't tell you the same thing that the word of God is telling you, you better get out of there. If he's trying to use you as a pin cushion, and if he's trying to make a better name for himself, and he's trying to get what you're talking about, you know what I'm talking about. He's trying to get next to you. If he's not telling you the biblical truth of the word of God, then listen to this. And he said, and there shall be no wise in anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination. Abomination. Anything that's abominable to God is wicked. I'm going to tell you what's abominable to God. Abomination. Abomination means it's beyond what God can even stand. And that is, God can't stand the works of homosexuality. He cannot stand the work of men turning into women and transgender. He can't stand lesbianism. He can't stand incest. He can't stand sodomite. And in no way this is a pleasant in God's eyesight. It is abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written. Ooh, look at this. Look at this. But they which are written in what? In the Lamb, book of life. And I ain't got nothing against man getting saved from homosexual. He can get saved from homosexual if he want to. But if
Amen.
He does not see Christ as Lord and Savior in his life and be changed, he's not going to get in. You got to be born again. And when you're born again, there's enough power in the Holy Ghost to move mountains. And if the Holy Ghost can move mountains, if the Holy Ghost can change people's lives, if the Holy Ghost is more powerful than a speeding bullet, if the Holy Ghost is more powerful than an atomic bomb, what am I that God cannot change your life by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ? So there won't be no excuse. There won't be no homosexuals in heaven. Ooh, hallelujah.
That's right.
There won't be no adulterers in heaven. There won't be no fornicators in heaven. There won't be no gamblers in heaven. There won't be no liars in heaven. Why? Because God said, I can't stand sin. That's why I died on Calvary's cross to wipe it out. And the devil knows it. And the devil knows. If he don't know nothing else, the devil knows that the power is in the cross. That's why the preachers today are not preaching the cross of Christ. That's why they're not lifting up the name of Jesus. That's why they're scared to rebuke sin. Why? Because they believe that you can sin a little bit and sin a little bit that, sin a little bit that, and gradually in into the kingdom of God. But the devil is a liar. The devil is a deceiver. And that's why you got the world going mad. They're going mad over what? They're not going mad over Christ. They're going mad over sin. They got mad over prestige. They get mad over money. They get mad over lust and sensual living. They get mad. I tell you one thing. If God wanted to, he could shut down that football game in less than 1 second.
Amen.
He could shut down. A thunderstorm could come. He could throw a flash of lightning and they'll cancel the whole thing. But God ain't like that. Because men have choices, and they are choosing to go out there and jump up and down and holler and scream and use all kind of verbal languages and say, oh, whoa, this is what I want. But God said, I ain't what I want. I want you to bow down to me and repent of your sins and let me save you. Well, I ain't got time to save, get saved now. Well, I'm going to close with this, and I'm going to give it back to the brother. There's a time when you want to get saved. Most likely, it will be too late. And that's what the world is living off of. They're living off the last minute. And it's a dangerous thing to live off the last minute of your life. When you live off the last minute of your life, because there ain't too many thieves that can hang on the cross with Jesus and look at Jesus and say, I know this got to be the Lord God Almighty.
Come on, doctor.
And he said, Lord. He said, Lord. Come on now. Now, he got faith on the cross. But that don't happen too recent. That don't happen too much today. Because nobody else going to hang on no cross. Because Jesus Christ was the only one that hung on the cross between two thieves. And one thief looked at Jesus and said, Lord, remember me. And what he was saying, save me. Don't forget about me. Change my life while I'm hanging on the cross. I still got life in my body. I still can talk. I still can see. I seen the way that I've been living was ruined. It was death. It was sin. It was the grave. I know where I'm going. But remember me. Good God Almighty.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
You know why he loved him so much? Because he repented of his sins. And very few people have that opportunity to repent of their sins. Don't wait too late. Don't wait till the last minute. The best time to see Jesus Christ is right now.
Amen.
While you are walking around, while you can see the sunrise in the morning. It's a good thing to know that you can get saved right now if you come to Jesus Christ and repent of your lying self. And I'm not putting myself out on the limb and say, well, I'm all that good because I ain't good. But I can tell you one thing I can do. I can be a righteous man and a righteous man, a prayers of a righteous man avail as much. And I know God hear my prayer, amen, because I'm living in his righteousness. And I know God because I'm doing his will, and his will that I preach the gospel unadulterated word of God and stay
amen.
On the broadcast until he come back again. My friends,
Apostle
Paul, one of the greatest persecutors of the church,
yes,
was a cold-blooded murder. He was on his way to Damascus, to a street called Straight, after the Lord had struck him down on a horse. And Jesus turned on the red light, picked him up, and told him, said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" He said, "It's hard to kick against the pricks." And a prick is what? A sharp instrument that puts behind a horse's hoof. And if that horse was to try to kick up a mess and kick up something, that prick would hit him in the back of his heel, and that horse would be tamed down. Well, what Paul was doing, he was kicking against the church. And there's a lot of people kicking against
the
church. And every time they kick against the church, a prick will hit them. A prick. And the word of God is like a prick. It'll cut you. It will rebuke you. It will restore you if you know how to approach God. And the world today, a lot of church folks are getting kicked by a prick. And that prick is kicking the word of God. You can't fight God. You can fight God all your because God is God all by himself. He don't need you. God don't need me. What if you got? Hey, God, I need God. Brother Tim needs God.
Amen.
I need God. Your mama needs God. Your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, your aunts, your enemies, they need God. That's why the world is such a mess it is, because people are trying to live on their own power, and they ain't got no power. And the Bible said in that last day, it will become so cold that the love of many shall wax cold. And it said, many shall turn away from the truth and listen to lies and stories and fables and all kinds of demonic demons that's working in the air today are getting ready to come down here. They're getting ready to come down here and bring the whole host. And don't you think that Satan is having a meeting every day and telling these demons, "Now, look, boys, we got to go down there and disrupt anything that we can get a hold of." And by the way, stop by Jackson's house. Stop by Bazaar's house and see what you can do. See, can you stir up something? Amen. Because, man, they're getting in our territory. They're messing us up. They telling folks to come. Let them keep on going to church, but let them keep on standing underneath that preacher that's preaching nothing but what? Spaghetti gospel. Amen. They ain't talking about the truth. Talking about the rapture. They ain't talking about the demons are going to be set loose. They ain't talking about the restore of Israel. They're not talking about 144,000. They're not talking about the two witnesses. They're not talking about the fall and the rise of the Antichrist. They're not talking about nothing but a whole bunch of little sermons that they don't fix up behind the office and try to fix the people and make them feel good. Well, let me tell you, the only way you can make me feel good is you tell the truth. But if you tell a lie, you don't make me feel good. Why? Because the lie is of the devil and not God Almighty. And God cannot lie. For if God be for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
That pale horse that the brother just mentioned, amen, is getting ready to ride. And when he get ready to ride, there ain't no stopping until Christ returns back to the earth. Christ comes back, there has to be, there has to be a great battle. And I'm going to close right here and give it to the brother. The great battle, which is called Gog and Magog, is in the makings right now, brother. Chapter of Ezekiel is the close of the last generation, because the last generation, just before Christ comes back to earth, there's going to be a World War III. It's here. It's in the making. They can commerce. They can go to the democracy and have all kinds of sessions to try to make it a little better, but it is here. God and Magog.
And amen.
America can't do nothing about it. The president can't do nothing about it. The UN can't do nothing about it. NATO can't do nothing. God said, before I come back, Russia, that's the red horse, Russia shall make an attack on my people, Israel. They want to take Jerusalem and control the world. Putin is not worried about Ukraine. He's going to get it anyway. Putin wants Ukraine.
Amen.
Number one. He wants to move down a little farther by Syria and by Jordan. And then Israel is in the next forefront after he manipulates to get Ukraine. Why? Because the Bible says there's going to be a great army, the greatest army that ever formed in the world. World War One and World War Three ain't nothing compared to World War Three. That is the final war because Satan wants to rule the world and can destroy all those that go against him. And God said, now when you mess with my people, when you mess with the apple of mine eye, when you mess with my jewel, when you mess with the one that wrote the Holy Bible, when you mess with the one that was the only nation that I used to show the other nation that there's only one God. And most of all, when you mess with the nation that brought the loving Savior born in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes down through 42 and put him in Mary's womb and stayed there for 9 months and came out. When he came out, they said a child shall be born and a son shall be given, and on his shoulder shall be the government, on his shoulder shall be the Prince of Peace, on his shoulder shall be the Almighty, on his shoulder shall be the Everlasting Father. When you mess with my, you're in for a hanging. And God's going to hang every nation and every individual that turns against the Jewish people, because those Jewish people is the author and the jewels and the apple of God's eye. And he's going to protect them from what? Russia. Because 83% of the Russian army with five other nations are going to be eliminated. 83%. That leaves what? Maybe about 6 or 7, 8% left over, because he's going to rain fire, he's going to rain brimstone, and he's going to rain hell down up on the nation of the nations that go against the Jewish people. So I'm telling you Christians out there, I'm telling the church, pray for the Jew, because we are indebted to them. Oh, brought the loving Savior. And by the way, Jesus Christ is a Jew.
Amen.
He came down to Abraham. And guess what? He picked up four Gentile women to become a progenitor of Jesus Christ. Ruth, we got Ahab, we got Tamar, and there's another one, Gentile women. He engrafted the Gentile nation in the Old Testament to show you that God has no respect of person, because he came to save the whole round world.
Amen.
How come you don't want to serve him? If you don't want to serve him, I feel sorry for you. But Apostle Paul says, if you believe with your heart, and you confess with your mouth, if you just come on in and say, Lord, I am nothing concerned without you. I ain't nothing. I'm a low-down, lost sinner on my way to hell without you. And Lord, you're the only one that really cares about me. And I know that for a fact. And that's for everybody. The only person, the only deity, the only God of God that cares about your soul is Jesus Christ. And if you're a Christian, born again, believer, filled with the Holy Ghost, guess what you're concerned about? You're concerned about the souls of men. Souls of your men. Souls of your enemies. The church done got away from what? Soul caring.
Now, right. They ain't concerned, they're concerned about tearing you down, ripping you apart, trying to put you in a position that you don't belong, making scratch my back, I scratch you. That is not soul winning. Soul winning is when you go out there and tell the people, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
At hand. Amen.
Brother, take that ball down there to the 10-yard line. Amen. Go ahead.
Amen, brother. Amen. Awesome word. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It is the truth. It is the truth. Amen. Amen.
It's
we must. Amen. It's the truth. And nothing but the truth. Amen.
The truth shall set you free.
Amen. The truth shall set you free. And that's why
set
we focus so much on teaching the truth, because we want people to become saved. Our rewards is in heaven. Amen. I'm not worried or concerned about what man can do and what man can give you and all that type of things. Amen. I'm not knocking any ministry, anybody that's getting something. Amen. But teach the truth.
Amen, bro.
Amen. Teach the truth. Teach the word.
Teach
Amen.
The word.
That's what we need to do. We should be concerned about people's souls getting into the kingdom of heaven. That's what I want.
Yeah.
That's what Elder Bazaar want. We want as many people to get saved. Hallelujah. It is a blessing to hear when people get saved. It joys my heart. It joys my spirit, because what? God is not through just yet. Amen. And we still got plenty of room for more. Amen. We want as many people to get saved in this last day and time. Amen. We talked about Revelation, the 6th chapter, verse 8, because after death, there is the life. You can be fooled all you want by TV, by movies, by man.
Come on.
All you
Come
want.
On.
They can play games all they want. No, when you die, amen, this is serious. This is your soul. You're going to spend more time in eternity than you will in this natural life. Amen.
Ooh.
I'll say it again. You're going to spend more time, which time don't exist in eternity. But if you was to measure time compared to time in this natural life, time is not even like a second. It's not even like a split second. Amen. When you could, amen. It's almost as if it didn't never happen, because that's how, amen. When you compare this life, amen, 50 years, 100 years, when you compare it to eternity, it's nothing. Amen.
Nothing.
So it's important that you would think man was focused on trying to gather up what? Amen. What does the scripture say? Amen. Make your riches in heaven. Amen. So moth, rust, thieves. Amen. So nothing can corrupt your rewards that you're going to receive for all eternity. Amen. Hallelujah, brother. That is the focus, not what's here on earth. Man are looking out. People are striving for worldly rewards and worldly accolades. That ain't going to last for nothing. When Christ returns, only what you do for Christ shall last. Amen. And this is why we preach, amen, the cross. This is why we preach hell, because this is the reality. After death is what? It's going to be judgments. Amen. You have to find out where you're going to live for all eternity, whether you're going to live with Christ, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, or if you're going to live, if you're going to be in the lake of fire for all eternity,
lake of fire,
with the devil and his fallen angels and all the lost souls.
No,
amen. We don't want that to happen to you. Like I say, it won't be no excuse. Amen. It won't be no excuse. Amen. Once that time
amen,
is already passed by. Amen. So before I talk a little bit more on the great tribulation, amen, I want to talk about some things. Amen. I know a while back we talked about Daniel's trouble, amen, a trouble that Daniel had talked about, amen, which was Daniel, the 12th chapter, verse 1.
12th chapter,
all
right.
Amen, Daniel, the 12th chapter, verse 1. Let's take a look at it, amen, real quick. Amen, we're gonna kind of get into some more things. Amen. But I want to just kind of branch off. And we know that this is also in Matthew's, the 24th chapter, where Christ talked about. Amen. So let me get over to the book of Daniel real quick.
Got it.
Take me a little work to get there. There we go. Daniel, the 12th chapter. Let me get over it real quick and read to you what it says. Amen. Amen. David prophesies about this over 2,000 years ago. And he says, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, which is known
yes.
as what? Jacob's trouble. What is he talking about? Daniel's referring to the great tribulation. Amen. The church will be gone at this time. We will already be in heaven with the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you remember reading
amen.
Revelation, the fourth chapter, amen, you read with John, amen, got to heaven and he wept. And the angel said, why are you crying? For there is one that was found worthy, the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. Amen. Watch what he said. Amen. He said, the
amen.
Great prince will stand for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation. Never. There was never a time like what's about to come on this planet. People are crying about the virus. People are crying about the war, jobs. Amen. People are talking about
amen.
Food shortages. Amen. Man, this is just the beginning of sorrows. People talking about the inflation is going up, interest rates are going up, possibility
yes.
that people won't be able to pay for their mortgages, jobs not paying them enough. Man, this is just, this pandemic is nothing compared
well,
to
come
what's
on,
coming.
Pastor.
Amen. The pestilence,
amen.
The famines, it's going to be real. When I say real, see when things get to the point to where people want to kill their neighbors, as the brother said it, amen, he said when family begin to come against one another, family begin to turn on one another, that's
yeah.
when it gets serious. Amen. I'm telling y'all, amen, the brother said they already locking up the meat in some places. You have to get permission
yeah.
just go get some meat. Amen, because people are stealing like crazy, and they are. People are
yeah.
stealing like crazy. And here's the thing. The news is not reporting a lot of things. They don't want to report a lot of things that's going on. Because they don't want to cause panic. They don't want people to believe that. They want to lead you to believe. And really, it's the devil that want to lead people to believe. They want to continue to mislead people to make you believe, oh, everything's going to go back to normal. And it's just a little tough season we're going through. By the end of this year, next year, everything will be back to normal. No, it will not.
No, it will
no,
not.
No, it will not. Amen. I've been on this planet, if God will, by next Friday, 49 years, amen. It'll be my birthday. Amen, 49 years. And I can't recall, even as a time as a child, that so many disturbing things are going on this scale, amen, at one time. Something's up. Something is going on. So we're just trying to wake you up and make you aware of what's happening, what's about to take place. Now watch what it says. Even to that same time, and at that time, thy people shall be what? Delivered. Everyone that shall be found written in the book. What book?
Right.
Book of life. Amen. This is what Daniel's talking about. So as I was saying earlier, amen. If your name is written in the Lamb's book of life, when the sky cracks open, the trumpet sound, you shall be caught up with the Lord in the air. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
Throughout time, if you pass away in this life, your name is found in the Lamb's Book of Life. God knows how to deliver his people, to save his people from the
come
evil
on.
That's coming on this planet. We thank him for that. Amen. So that's we're talking about the trouble. Amen. So go over. Amen. I believe it's the book of Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
The 30th chapter.
All right,
and
preacher.
We're going to take a look at verse 7. Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. Verse 7. Let me see if I can get over there real quick. Amen.
Yes,
there it
yes,
is.
Yes.
Alas, for that day
alas.
Is great. Amen. Alas.
Yes,
finally, for that day is great. Amen. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. What day? The day of the Lord. It is coming soon. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble. But he shall be saved.
Out of it.
Amen. We thank God for his grace and his mercy. Amen. Hallelujah, brother. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't want nobody to be lost. This is an opportunity, amen, for you to miss what's coming into this world. Amen. I want to also talk about the darkness that's going to come. Go over.
Come on.
Amen. And I may have to come back to this one, amen, because I have some more things that I want to share. But let me see what I'll do. Amen. Let's go ahead and go to it. It's the book of Amos. Amos, the fifth chapter. Amos is a very small book. Amos, the fifth chapter, verse 18. Or close to the New Testament. Amos, the fifth chapter, verse 18. Watch what it says. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light.
Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to read verse 19 real quick. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear, met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him, shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light?
Not light.
And not light. It even very dark, and no brightness is in it. I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Amen. It's going to be horrible for those that are going to be left here. Amen. I'm telling you, when I say darkness, in other words, you're not going to have no joy. People think they're going to be partying. They think when we're gone, it's going to be all good. No. Amen. We got to see it, but all hell is going to break loose.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be constant darkness. You won't be able to hide. You won't be able to go. You won't have no joy. You won't have no clean water. You won't have no water to wash your body with that's going to be clean.
Come on.
See, right
come
now,
on.
We can drink. Amen, doctor. We can drink clean. We can go to the sink right now. We go to stores. We can buy water. Water's going to be turned to blood. Amen. You won't be able to take a good bath. Lord, man, you're going to be going days with smelling. You won't have to have no money. If you buy food, your day with the wages is going to go towards your food. Man, it's going to be a time of trouble. And people think they're going to escape. The Bible just told you that you're not going to be able to escape the darkness that's coming. Amen. It's going to be a dark hour. It's going to be a horrible time. Amen. For those who are in this world. Amen. So if you think that you're going to make it, you're going to be good, the day of the Lord, man, it's going to be a day of triumph for us because we're going to be in heaven. Amen.
Heaven.
But those who are here on the earth, man, that are in unbelief and wickedness, the day of judgment is for you.
Yeah,
amen. It's also for those who are the Jews who chose not to believe that Christ has come. It's for them too. That's why it's called Jacob's trouble. But they're gonna be some Jews that are gonna be what saved out of that, and they're gonna realize that the Messiah has come. Amen. They're gonna realize that hey, we made a mistake. We made an error.
Yeah.
Amen. Christ has come. And so they're going to, that's where the 144,000
amen,
come out of, and they're going to start preaching the gospel, start preaching the kingdom of Christ. This is what they've been looking for, the millennium.
Yes,
they've been looking for this, amen. They were, in fact, when Christ came the first time, when he was born of the Virgin, that's what they thought. He came to put all his enemies under his feet. But but guess what? Amen. He's coming back soon, and that's what he's going to do. And the Bible says over in the book of Revelation, the third chapter, amen, that he's going to rule with the rod of iron. Man, he ain't going to be playing. He is not going to be playing. All this evil stuff that man's getting by with, you got people who've been doing evil for years, and they've been getting away, and they've lived a long life, prosperous life of evil. They die. They think they've gotten away. But, amen, you remember the story of the rich man and the poor man. You're not going to escape because hell is waiting for you. As we've been talking this whole show, amen, when you die, if you don't have salvation, if you don't have the Holy Spirit in your spirit and in your soul, you're not one with Christ, you don't believe in the blood and the cross, you will see hell. The Revelation 6 and 8 says that he said he saw a rider. And death was on him. Death was just taking souls to hell, just killing folks, just martyrs. I mean, been doing it since the beginning of time. But even more so, man, people, the numbers are going to be high. in the tribulation. There's going to be a lot of people. Amen. But there's going to be a lot of people going to lose their soul in the tribulation. And you know what? You're going to have to go somewhere. See, people think when you die, that's just it. I've had somebody tell me, oh, that's just it. When you die, that's just it. I'm like, man, what are you talking about that? When you die, that's just it. Brother, no. You got a spirit. Your spirit going to continue to exist after your dead flesh is laying in the grave. Laying out in the dirt, your soul is gonna be awake. Your soul is gonna, like the brother said, you're gonna have all your senses. You're gonna be in darkness. You're gonna feel pain, bitterness. You will feel no more comfort ever again. Lord, have mercy. Your comfortable bed, your joy, your laughter. All the things I said when that man told me a year ago we had a couple of things, he talking about, man, that this earth is hell. I said, boy, you don't know what you're talking about. What you mean?
No.
This is hell. This ain't hell. Man, I have good days and bad days, but, man, I have more good days than I do have bad days.
Amen.
I have joy, laughter, fun.
Yeah.
Man, we get to go and eat and enjoy life. I can take a bath. I can watch a movie. I can enjoy my wife. I can love my wife, my children, family, friends, even love my enemies. Amen.
Come
I'm able to preach the gospel. Man, we got a lot of great things going on in this life right now. And you want to say something crazy like, oh, this is hell? No, brother. This ain't hell. I tell you that right now, but hell is coming if you don't have your soul right. Amen. It is definitely coming. So, no. Amen. You have to watch people because people will say some crazy things. And if you ain't prayed up, amen, if you ain't believing, you get caught up in this nonsense that folks talk about. Amen. Now, we know that the judgments and punishments are coming. What are the judgments? The seals.
Seals.
Amen. The seals, the trumpets, and the bowls. Amen.
The bowls.
These are the things to come. And John did not reveal the what?
Seven thunders.
Say it again, brother.
Seven thunders.
The seven thunders. Lord have mercy. So there's going to be some things that's going to happen. We've been saying this. There's going to be some things that has not been revealed. Lord knows what's going to happen. But those of us that are saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, we're going to be in heaven. And we're going to be looking down, and we're going to get to witness those seven thunders. Lord, have mercy. I'm going to see if I can cover these judgments real quick. These are judgments. God's judgments on who? The wicked, the unbelievers, which is going to be the who? The Jews and the Gentiles, the unbelievers, amen. Those of us that believe we won't be here. The first seal is what? The rider on the white horse, which is who? The Antichrist. Revelation the sixth chapter. Amen.
Ahead,
the second seal is who? The rider, the red horse. Wars, threats, wars, amen. Terrorism. Amen. It's gonna happen. We talked about that. The brother has revealed to you who he believes, amen, we believe who the Antichrist is, amen. I've been doing some things on the team. So I've been watching them too, brother, since you've been talking about it. I've been watching them too, amen. And then we got what's happening currently now, Russia, amen, the red horse, blood, red, war, amen. We've been watching this stuff. I've been watching every day, watching news, brother. I've been watching news feeds throughout the days, watching what's going on. I said, Lord, have mercy, man. Because if they cross that border, guess what? There's going to be a lot of souls lost. A lot. And really ain't too much the rest of the world could do because we're at a distance, and Russia has over 100,000 plus troops on three sides on that border. And, man, and everybody's already said, NATO, the United States experts already said, if Russia crossed that border, it's not going to be nice for Ukraine. Lord have mercy. That's why they're trying to. That's why they're trying to evacuate people. Because they're going to be so bad once they go in there. And Russia's man, because Ukraine said that we ain't have it. But my gosh, Ukraine is a small brother to Russia. Russia's going to invade them, and all the other countries can do is help them out. They know it's not going to be good. Amen.
Amen.
The third seal. The rider on the black horse is what? Famine and economic ruin. Amen.
Woo.
So Russia's gonna get sanctioned. Their economy gonna be plundered. Ukraine economy is gonna drop. It's gonna affect the rest of the world. The stock market is gonna be bad. Amen. People are gonna be pulling their money out. They're talking about now. I saw some guys. One guy, amen, that I used to follow. Amen. Amen. His little business model. I used to follow him. He says, "Get out!" Right now, he's telling people to get out of the stock market. Why? Amen. Because it's about economic ruin is coming. We already got inflation. Amen. Amen. And then we got the fourth seal, the rider on the pale horse, Revelation 6 and 8. We just talked about death and hell. Death and who? Hades. This stuff that's going on in the tribulation is going to bring about nothing but death and more death. We talked about World War II, how there's over 50 million people died. That was just the war. That was including famine. They said over 20 million people died because of famine. So many souls were lost. I'm telling you, man, hell just going to open up his mouth and just welcome all them souls. Lord, brother, say it again. Lord, have mercy. Man, all them souls is going to be welcome into hell because they are what? This is judgments on the unbeliever because they chose to rebel against God and not to receive God. Amen. The fifth seal, the martyred souls, more persecutions. Brother talked about the guillotine, heads being cut off. These are the people going to say, what? I'm not going to accept the mark of the beast. I don't want them to do with this craziness that's going on. I want Christ. And, man, look at him. Those souls are going to be persecuted. They're going to be martyred. Now, the good thing about that, they're going to receive salvation and eternal life and a crown. Amen? But their flesh, amen, they're going to be persecuted here on the earth. They're going to be martyred. Amen. The sixth seal, physical disturbances, earthquakes. Amen. They've been talking about how the earthquakes have increased over the past 100 years, how we are at an all-time high for earthquakes. So we are getting ready for the big deal, the big earthquake. That's the sixth seal that's going to be opening up. The great earthquake is going to shake the entire planet. Man, bro, I can't imagine what that's going to be like. I guarantee you, man, you'll probably be able to say, and this is just my spiritual thought. The Bible don't say, but this is just my spiritual thought on it. You probably going to see cracks in the earth as wide as a mile. Lord have mercy.
Tell me about it.
Falling into those cracks in the earth. The whole planet going to shake. And, man, the earth is going to crack open. And folks is going to be just dying. Great. That's a great earthquake, brother. Amen. Amen. Sixth seal is going to be silence. The seven trumpets begin. Amen. I'm about to turn over to the brother. Amen. I'm going to say this real quick. The beginning of the seventh trumpet, the first trump, one-third of the earth is on fire. One-third of the trees are on fire, and all grass is burning. Now, we already got pestilences. We already got famines. So now you're going to affect famine even more because why? The grass is going to be burned. It's going to be hard for farmers, for people to plant food. Starvation, well, Lord have mercy. Man, folks keep talking about, we have over 7 billion people on the planet. Some people, some experts I've heard them say, in the tribulation, probably about over a billion people going to die. My number's a lot higher than that. I'm willing to say probably, this is just my thought. You're probably talking about two-thirds of the earth gone, over half the planet. Billions, not just over a billion. I'm talking about billions of people. Man, they ain't going to know where to bury all those people. There's going to be so many dead bodies.
Come on.
Lord have mercy. The earth is going to have a stench like nothing. I'm talking about what Daniel said. I'm talking about what Christ said, that there was never a time. I just read it to you. Amen. It was never a time like it, and never shall it be a time like it on the face of the planet. Go ahead, brother. I'm going to come back, and we're going to finish them seven trumpets and seven bowls. We don't get them done today. We're going to get them done Wednesday and next week. I'm going to finish these judgments that Christ is going
to do. All right, all right.
Go ahead, brother.
Got you covered. Amen. This is a blessing. This is awesome. This is real. This is authentic. This is genuine. We ain't playing because what? God's word is nothing to play with. God's word is true. God's word is true. and God's word is going to be fulfilled exactly the way the Bible describes it. And it's so wonderful that we cannot describe it exactly down to the T, because John said, I only can tell you what I saw. I got a picture of it, of what God is getting ready to do to this planet. He's getting ready to renew it. He's getting ready to make it brand new. He's getting ready to renovate it. He's getting ready to get rid of sin, get rid of death. Everything that's not like him. And if you're not like Jesus Christ, if you don't have that attribute of Christ, and the first attribute of Christ is love. I'm talking about genuine love. I'm talking about divine love. I'm talking about love that's unconditional. I'm talking about love that was shown at the birth, death, and the suffering of Jesus Christ. He did all that, that I won't have to perish, that you don't have to perish, that you can live with him forever. But you know, some things going to have to take place before we get over here. I'm gonna start reading from the 21st chapter of Revelation after God does his job. And the job is number one. The job is number one, is to remove the church. After he removes the church, be in heaven with Jesus Christ. We will be suffering. We will be getting ready to go to a wedding. We will see all the patriarchs. We will greet one another with a holy kiss, and we will be hugging and shaking hands, and we don't have to worry about what your name is. We're going to know your name automatically. Amen. Ain't going to be no strangers. You hear what I said? Ain't going to be no strangers. Amen. Why? Because the Bible says we will be known as Christ is known. And whenever you're around Christians, I'm talking about born-again believer, I am no stranger, because the same Christ that you got in me, you got it. And let me tell you, the Spirit of God matches up with my spirit, and my spirit matches up with your spirit, because we are the sons of God. So what happens? The rapture of the church comes. After the rapture, the Antichrist will come. And then war will come. And then famine will come. And then death and hell would ride. And then after that is over, the fifth chapter, the sixth chapter, the seventh chapter, there is going to be what? There is going to be a number of people that God has chosen out of Israel that will be 144,000 that will be what? That will be ministers of the evangelistic mission that they will do and preach Christ upon the earth, that he's coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back to set up his millennial kingdom. After 144,000 get through with their ministry, God is going to redeem them from the earth. And in the middle of the tribulation, there's going to be a war in heaven. Uh-oh, what's getting ready to happen now? Don't you know Satan said, now I got to be removed. I got to be removed, and no longer will I be the prince power of the air. I will have to be dethroned from the first and second heaven. Good God Almighty. Hey, he's got to come down from the first and second heaven, because he already been cast out from the heavens of heavens way back there in the Garden of Eden before he fell. He came down there and messed up the Garden of Eden. And since he tried to mess up heaven, God said, I'm going to cast you to the earth, and you will be there for over the period of 6,000 years. Oh, my Lord. Don't you know the 6,000 years are up? Don't you know the works of Satan is almost done? So he only got at least almost 7 years left for him to do his radicand and crazy stuff that he's doing, because the brother told us just a while ago, the devil don't care nothing about nobody. He don't care nothing about no baby. He don't care nothing about you. He don't care nothing about how much he got. He don't care nothing about nothing, because he is nothing. And the nothing that he has is nothing. And the only thing that he can give you is death,
hell, and the grave, and folks are lollygagging. They are talking about how powerful Satan is. They're enjoying all his wickedness, and they're putting it on TV. They're putting it all in magazines. They're putting all what the devil is doing, and folks are joining. They're putting all kind of games in front of you. They're putting all kind of recreations in front of you. He's trying to keep you away from realizing that you are a sinner and that you need a Savior, because when he put all this in front of you, you feel like you don't need Jesus. And by you not knowing that you think you need Jesus, there's a day coming, most likely it'll be too late. Guess what? The 144,000 get through with them. And then in the 12th chapter of Revelation, Michael brought out his sword. And he tells old Lucifer, old Slewfoot, Bigfoot, Big Mouth, Loose Mouth. He got all kind of mouth. He got a wicked eye, blind eye, and he's doing all his wickedness. And now he's going to bring it down flat bottom to the earth. And Michael and his angels will fight against the dragon and his angels. And guess what? The Lucifer will lose the battle in the first and second heaven. He will bring all these UFOs. He will bring all the demons. He will bring all the scorpions. He will bring all the wickedness up on the planet. And the people will say, the world today is saying, we don't want Jesus Christ. We want Lucifer. That's what the world is saying. The people love the devil. They love wickedness. And they're saying to God, give us Lucifer. We don't want the cross. We don't want the shed blood. We don't want sanctification. We don't want holiness. We want loose living. We want whoremongering. We want fornication. We want wife swapping. We want drug addicts. We want it. Give it to us. And God says, if you pray, whatever you ask for, he'll give it to you. And the world is saying, give us Lucifer. And guess what? Lucifer will be down here in a short time. When he comes down, he's going to have to do a fake lollygagging, backbiting, crazy resurrection. The Antichrist, as I told you before, he's alive today. And in the middle of the tribulation, he will be absolutely be assassinated. And when he's assassinated, he will be dead for 3 days and three nights. And Lucifer will be cast out of heaven with all his demons will fill the earth. They will be able to talk to human beings and possessed the human race, because people say, give me the devil. Now, listen here. Don't you know all these rock singers and all these women? The brother was talking about how loose our women are living today. They're taking off their clothes. They're sliding up and down the pole. They're going with all kind of men. They're loose living. They're whoremongering. They're prostituting. And the world is saying, yes, this is the life of the live. And guess what? The devil said, if I can get the woman, amen, to become everything but a woman, I got the family, because the women today don't believe in the family. They don't believe in a devout family. They believe in marrying and remarrying and marrying this man and marrying this man and talking about they falling in love with this man. Well, that ain't nothing but the devil, because when the devil gets a hold of sex and when he gets a hold of loose living, everything that a man sees, he falls in love with. He don't love the woman. He love what the woman have and what he can offer her and what he can offer her. And so they end up living together. They end up wife swapping. And the devil said, if I can get the world and the woman to change their natural use of sex and use it for lesbianism and use it for all kind of things, I can rip the family apart. And guess what? That's what he's doing. And God said, I'm sick of it. And I'm going to give man an opportunity to come to me during the tribulation period. And those that do not come to him, when the world see the greatest miracle that God will permit Satan to perform, and that is the Antichrist will be killed. He will lay in the morgue. The devil will be cast out of heaven. And the only place that he can go is into the body of the Antichrist. Satan himself will literally enter the body of the Antichrist and raise him from the dead. Amen. And when the world sees this, they will believe
that this man is actually God Almighty and using that as a false Christ to make believe that the Antichrist is actually Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, I didn't say this, I didn't write this, I didn't think this up, I didn't manipulate it to figure this out. He said, and all the world, meaning majority of the world, will believe that this man is actually Jesus Christ raised from the dead, and the whole world will wonder after the beast and receive the mark of the beast by the number 666 and the computer chip that will have nothing to do with the coronavirus. And if you don't receive this chip, you will not be able to buy and sell. And folks will actually sell their soul to receive the mark and believe that this is Jesus Christ and be damned, because once you receive the mark of the beast by the computer chip, your soul, good God Almighty, your soul is damned forever. And those that refused it will use and go by death, by letting them head be cut off. People will voluntarily cut my head off. I will not receive that mark. I'm going to put my faith and my hope in Jesus Christ and his resurrection, and they will be beheaded. And it's going to happen in America. It's going to happen on every continent on the planet, because the devil will have control of the world through the Antichrist. He will have control of the economical system, the political system, the religious system. He will be the main controller, and he will determine whether you accept the Christ or whether you accept the Antichrist. And guess what? It's going to last for 3.5 years. There's going to be a slaughterhouse. The church building. Uh-oh. I'm talking about the church building, not the church. The church building will be a station in which they will set up guillotines. Uh-oh. At the church lawn. And they will actually have trucks. They will have train cars. They will come out the FEMA camps. They will use Walmart as concentration camps. The world is going in captivity under the hand of Luciferians, of secret societies. All the false, fake secret societies and religions will join in and be on Satan's side. But those that refuse it will do what? They will be beheaded by the blood of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus Christ, by believing on him. And when their head is cut off, immediately their souls will enter into the kingdom of God, because they refuse the mark of the beast. The 144,000 will get through with their mission, and then the two witnesses will come. The two witnesses will come. They will preach for 3.5 years. And after the 3.5 years, television, radio, oh my God, we got 600 satellites. 600 satellites in space right now that can program, and you can see every corner of the earth through these 600 satellites that can program on internet, your TV, and you can see exactly what's going on the other side of the world on your living room, alive, no fake gospel. This is the real gospel. Jesus Christ is trying to warn the world, come to me. And the world said, no. And I'm going to use a little vulgar language. Hell no. I'll go to hell first before I accept Jesus Christ. And guess what? You're going. You're going because you refuse to repent. After the two witnesses get through with their thing, to make a long story short, Jesus Christ will come after the two witnesses get through with their witness for the last 3.5 years. And then when the 3.5 years are up, Christ will open the sky up and come down. When he come down, he'll come down with the church. He will come down with an army. He's come down with a white horse, and the horses be following him. And guess what? The battle of Armageddon will take place in Jerusalem. And it will be so bad that the blood will run up to the horse's bridle for over 200 miles. God is going to slay every nation that comes against Israel. After he slays the Israel,
enemies. He will take the Antichrist and the false prophet and cast him into the lake of fire, which is Gehenna. He will take hold of Lucifer, the devil, the raw backbiting Satan. Lucifer will be put in the bottomless pit, and all his cohorts will be sealed for what? 1,000 years. 1,000 years through Jesus Christ will rule up on the earth for 1,000 years, and man will be replenished to his right. And that right will be he'll serve the living God under an iron fist, because Jesus Christ is going to rule the millennium reign with a rod of iron. There ain't going to be no playmaking. There ain't going to be no jive time preaching. There ain't going to be no false prophets. There ain't going to be no, but the world be ruled by Jesus Christ, and he will make the decision. And to tell me the animal kingdom will be restored gradually as through the millennium reign, the lion and the bear and the snake and all the wild animals will be tamed. We will lay down, amen, and play with a cock Christ did. We will be in peace. There won't be no more war. There won't be no more killing. If there's any killing or any harsh sin, God, Jesus Christ, will rule it right on the spot. There won't be no preliminary. There ain't going to be no acquittal. God will rule it with a rod of iron in love. You call it tough love. And after millennium reign, Satan will be let loose one more time. Good God Almighty. One more time, because God, amen, had a what? He had a contract. Lucifer, I'm going to let you have the last opportunity to do what you think you could do, and you ain't did it yet. And it's been 7,000 years, and it, at the end of millennium reign, the devil will still be put where he belongs, in the bottomless pit. He will be let loose, and those that are born in the natural body during the millennium reign will actually turn against Christ, because, amen, there's one sin that man has to deal with, and that's his own sin, and that own sin is unbelief. People will see Jesus in the millennium reign, will be raised under the theocracy government. They will see the nail prints. They will be taught. And yet still will not receive Christ, because they think they can live on their own. And the Bible said the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. And the sin that they're going to have to deal with is unbelief. And after that, God's going to destroy the wicked, which will be the last Gog and Magog war at the end of the millennium reign. After the millennium reign, Satan did what? Satan is cast into Gehenna. He cast into hell, and all his angels, will be cast into hell, and guess what? The great white throne will appear. And the great white throne, God's going to resurrect every wicked person that ever lived from the time of Adam all to the end of the millennium reign, and he's going to stretch him out into the eons of the universe, and he's going to judge all the wicked dead before the great white throne, and all the wicked will be judged out of the books that is written, and those that's not found in the book of life, guess what? They will be cast into the lake of fire that burneth with brimstone forever and ever and ever and ever. And guess what? After all the wicked are dead, God is going to renovate the earth. And when he renovates the earth, he's going to put everybody that came through the millennium reign, came through the tribulation, all those that got saved. This is what John said. And I'm going to give me about, let's see what time it is. Amen. Woo, Lord have mercy. Because I want to give the brother the last. Okay, I got about 10 minutes.
You're all right. Go ahead, doctor. You're all right.
All right. After the earth is renovated, that means God is going to set it on fire and make it what? Brand new. Brand new. Sparking brand new. Woo, man, you talking about something that's better than a brand new car. And I think one of the nice looking cars is the Escalade, Cadillac, a Mercedes-Benz brand new. That sucker's bad, man. It's got all loaded down. Hey, man, you can look at it or touch it and the door open. You can put your eye in the windshield wipers. Oh, man, they got all kind of stuff up in there. Amen. But this here, new heaven and a new earth, woo, listen to this.
Come on,
John. John saw it. And this is better than a Mercedes-Benz, better than Infiniti, better than any car that man can make. This is what he said. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Gone, brother. It's gone. And there was no more sea. There ain't going to be no more ocean. There ain't going to be no more separation. It's going to be all a land mass where there's only maybe some rivers or lakes, but there ain't going to be no total separation because, hey, man, God's going to use this. What? He's repopulating the earth today. How can he repopulate the new world and the new heaven and earth? He repopulated by the blood of the cross. He repopulated every soul. Every soul that comes into Jesus Christ, every soul that accepts Jesus Christ will be in this new heaven and new earth. If you're not saved, you won't be there. If you're a church member and now have been redeemed, you won't be there.
Right.
If you're a philosopher, a theologian, a football player, a basketball player, or a movie star, a celebrity, I don't care what you are. If you haven't been born again, you won't be there.
Amen.
It says this, and I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. So New Jerusalem is going to come down out of heaven. I somebody know. And he says, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Lord have mercy. Good God. Look at him. I'm going to get married one day. I'm going to get married to this city. Amen. That's going to be my bride. Jesus Christ is going to marry us to that city. And I heard a great voice of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell what? With them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Good God Almighty. I can't get enough of this. And said, and God shall wipe away all tears. I've been crying for a good while, but one day our tears will be wiped away. You've been crying for a good while, but the tears are going to be wiped away, and there shall be no more death. Good God. Funeral homes shut down. Funeral homes are gone. Neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither there shall be any more pain. Oh, man, what you talking about? I got pain in my right hand right now, man. I can't Look, I could get rid of it, but I don't want to get an operation. But one day it's going to go away because one day I'm going to get a new body. I'm going to get a new and I'm going, they say, looked at my feet look new. Looked at my hands and they did too. Oh, I've been looking for a long time. And I don't see him yet. But after a while, Paul said, after this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, I have another building not made with hands. Good God Almighty. Y'all got to help me up in here. And he said, and he sat up on the throne and said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, these things are word are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and I am Omega. I am the beginning and I am the end. I will give unto him a fountain of water and life freely. Thank God for Jesus Christ. I can drink all I want. And if I get drunk, it's none of your business. Yes, because I know what it is to be drunk in the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, Mom. Somebody said, did you stop drinking? I said, no, I just switched bottles. I don't drink Four Roses. I don't drink Jack Daniel. I don't drink 30-30 no more or 20-20. I drink living water. And I'm staggering right now. And a lot of people don't even know it. I'm staggering because I want to see Jesus. He said, listen here. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters, the all liars will have their part in the lake of fire that burns with brimstone, which is the second death. I love this thing here because you can tell me you're saved. You can tell me you're sanctified. And if I was you, I wouldn't wait to see if you're going to get caught in the rapture. I would get right now. I wouldn't wait to see what somebody else think about it. I would tell Jesus right now, come on in, Lord Jesus. I'm sorry for my sins. I repent of my sins because I don't want to go to the second death. And they said, come unto me one of the seven angels, and the vials full of the seven last plague talk with me, saying, come hither, I will show you the bride and the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit into the great high mountain and showed me that great city, holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. So the new Jerusalem is coming down out of heaven. Why is it coming down out of heaven? Because heaven is going to be here on this earth after the new heaven and new earth. Is going to be renewed. God is going to set this great city. Oh, good God Almighty. Look at my hands. I'm trembling. Why? Because it's far beyond my mind can comprehend. And he said, amen. It had great walls, and it was high at 12 gates. Good God Almighty. And all the gates were 12 angels, the name thereon which were the 12 tribe of Israel and the children of Israel, and on the east gate. And on the north gate, and on the south gate, and on the west gate, three gates. And the walls of the city had 12 foundations, and in them was the name of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
all right. And he said, talk with me, and had a golden reed in his hand, and he measured the city and the gates thereof and the walls thereof, and the city lies four square, and the length of it was the larger the breadth, and the measure of the city and the reed of 12,000 furlong, and the length of the city was height as long as it equal. And you say, well, how big is that? Well, that's 1,500 miles high, 1,500 miles wide, and 1,500 miles long. And if you would put a population in there, they tell me it could hold 53 billion people. Good God Almighty. And you know if there's going to be 53 billion people there, all of them have to be saved. Whoa, Lord. You can't go to heaven and see all this and walk on this unless you've been born again. Why don't you come on with me? I don't want you to stay here in misery. Come on and go to the cross with me. And he said, and the measure of the walls were 144,000 cubits, and the measure of a man, and he's the angel. And the building of the wall of it was jasper and the pure gold, like clear glass, and the foundation of the walls was garnished with all measures of precious stone, and the first foundation was old jasper, the second sapphire, the first cadencia, and the third was emerald, the fifth one was sardonyx, and the seventh was sardis, and the seventh one crystallite, and the eighth was beryl, and the other one was topaz, and we got the tenth was of Christophers, and the 11th was Jacqueline, and the 12th was amethyst, and the 12 gates were the 12 pearls and the 12 grapes. And the streets, I'm going to close with this, the streets only was made out of, look over here, gold everywhere, every
Come
floor,
on.
Every floor.
Man.
You go up to the first floor, go up to the second floor, go on up to the, I don't know how many floors it's going to have, but if it's 1,500 miles high, that's a long way up, that's 1,500 miles. You know how long that is? That will cover half of the United States. That will hold 53 billion people.
Ooh,
don't you
man.
Know?
Lord have mercy.
I don't know what kind of shoes you're going to have on, but let me tell you, walking on gold, I like to walk on it with barefooting.
Come on, doctor.
Woo. You talking about a good time. You talking about heaven? Man, and the best way you can know that there's a heaven, you know how? When Jesus Christ came into my life, God gave his best that he had from heaven. Now, if
That's
Christ
right.
come from heaven, can you imagine how heaven is going to be like when he changed your life? Have he changed
mm-hmm.
your life?
Come on.
Has he changed your life? And if he's changed your life, you ought to say amen, brother. You ought to say, sister, I've been born again. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not trying to play a hypocrite. I want to be real. I want to be real because heaven is going to be real. And if you ain't
That's
real
right.
with Jesus, you ain't going. Can you understand what I'm trying to tell you? The 21st chapter eliminates. It eliminates all the wickedness.
That's right.
That the world has been going through for the last 6,000 years. There won't be
That's right.
one evil thing said in heaven.
Come on. Yes.
There won't be one evil attitude. No.
Come on, doctor.
There won't be no backbiting, no hypocrite. There won't be no
hypocrisy
to the whole world, haven't you? You won't have to worry about somebody sending you some money so you can get a jet plane. How the mighty know? Good God Almighty. You don't have to worry about sunlight. You don't have to worry about the moon. Jesus Christ will be the light. You don't have to worry about eating because they got 12 trees in the middle of the city. That if you get it, if you even get hungry, I don't know, you just want a taste of it. You go by the tree and get the fruit that you like. And you don't have to worry about trying to eat the wrong fruit or the wrong tree because the tree of life would be the only tree in the garden, in the middle of the city. And guess what? I can go up. God loved me so much and loved the world so much and loved everybody so much. He said, come on,